So this evening, to talk about virtual relationships in Japan, our main speaker is Professor Masahiro Yamada, and he is a professor of sociology at Chuo University. So he did his PhD at the University of Tokyo, and he has written a number of books, and he specializes in family sociology, sociology of emotions, and gender issues. And then together with him today, Professor Adrian Favell is fairly well known here at the Foundation. He is a professor in sociology and social theory at the University of Leeds, and is a specialist in Japan, but also particularly in the art world in Japan, although we're not particularly talking about the art world this evening. So Yamada-sensei is going to give us a talk for about 40 minutes, I think, and then the sort of questioning will be led and facilitated by Adrian Favell. So over to you.
Good evening. I'm so sorry because I'm not good at speaking English. So before my talk, actually, I'm one of the most pessimistic critics in Japan. Perhaps I think. So today I'll talk about the situation of marriage relationship among young people in Japan. So I started to study and research family about 4 years ago. I'm a 58 years old man. So also at that time. Most young people got married before 30. But now Japanese society faces, so say, a marriage crisis. So see this slide. In 2010, the unmarried rate of 30 to 34 is 47.3% for men and 34%. 0.5% for women. So about 4 years ago, about 1975, the rate is about 11% for men and only 7.7% for women. So at that time, most Japanese young got married before 30. But now, since 1975, the rate is jumped up. Have jumped up. Not only marriage, but relationships and sexual activities are in decline. In 2005, 27.2% of unmarried people has a study girlfriend, and 37.0% has a study boyfriend in 2005. But nowadays, the rate has been decreasing like that. As to sexual activities, see the next slide. We observed the decline in sexual activities. It is the rate of young people who never have a sexual experience among unmarried people by age. In 2005, the figure is like that, but nowadays it's a figure of in 2015 the rate jumped up. More and more young people came to dislike sexual activities. We observed that even the decline in desire for romantic